This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. News item number two today and the second order effects therefrom come to us from Kimberly Adams. She reported yesterday, you might remember, on companies that help businesses that go out of business auction off their assets. And she was telling us how those auctioneers are getting busier and busier. So today, the next logical step in that story, given just, for instance, today's unemployment numbers, the coming wave of bankruptcy filings. Here's Kimberly.
There are several different kinds of bankruptcies, Chapter 7, 11, 13, each one a different strategy of what to do when businesses or individuals can no longer pay the bills. Amy Quackenboss is with the American Bankruptcy Institute.
We certainly expect that filings will increase depending upon how long the country is going to be on lockdown and how long the COVID-19 pandemic lasts.
In April, Chapter 11 bankruptcies, which allow businesses to reorganize so they can try to survive, were up 26% from last year. Sarah Sternberg Green at Duke Law says this is just the beginning.
We will see some who just decide they can't survive and they'll file Chapter 7, which is liquidation.
For now, Chapter 13 consumer bankruptcies are down. People are spending their savings and relief checks, says Ed Boltz, a bankruptcy attorney in North Carolina. He says in normal times, three things cause bankruptcies: job loss, sickness, and divorce. And with the pandemic,
we've got two out of the three already hitting, you know, and who knows what staying at home is going to do to relationships and marriages also.
But while a bankruptcy can wreck your credit and be a very stressful experience, it can also provide an important backstop for the economy, says Matt Notowadigdo, an economics professor at Northwestern.
One of the things the bankruptcy system does is it allows people to get a fresh start and then try to resume somewhat back to their old path of spending.
That includes spending on the bankruptcy itself. Lawyers and fees can add up quickly, and Notowadigdo warns that consumers who are in trouble may have to save up so they can afford bankruptcy. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.